Morning.
Morning.
Well, that's good, strong. Let's see how well you do now. I have a ask a question, and then I'll have you to give a response. Who is the pastor at First United Methodist Church in Williamstown?
Steve
Moss. Oh, you do? Oh, great. Who was the pastor at First Methodist Episcopal Church in Williamstown in 1848? Well, I don't know. Some days I feel like that might be. Almost a year ago, we were given an assignment by the Centennial Committee to come up with a list of pastors who have served here, in part, I suppose, because Jenny is the chair of the Conference Commission on Archives and History, and we have in our living room, our library, materials that date back to 1848, which were readily available. We've done some homework, and excuse me, we have prepared two booklets. Part one, pastors here from 1848 to 1913. Pastors who served here from 1912-13 to 2012. So I'm hoping that by this time next week, when you receive the second dose, and I say, who was the pastor here in 1848, we'll get an immediate response. A clue. He's on the first page. His name was John Dudley. Isaiah reports about a very interesting experience in which a person went to the temple to pray. He felt rather inadequate to the task, and he said, woe is me, I'm a man of unclean lips, and I don't, and he goes on and on. But he receives an assurance and forgiveness, and then the words come out and say, well, who will go for us? Who can we send? And then the response was, well, in this case, send me. I'll go. That's been the case for a number of people over the centuries, I'm sure, who in the focus of religious examination of their own hearts have come to the point where they have said, oh, gee. And have received the assurance that God and his infinite wisdom, love, and his forgiveness. And they have said, and at least I will be a minister, for we are all baptized Christians, are ministers of the gospel. And then for some, there was the call to be in servant ministry. So I'm here this morning to tell you about the people who have responded to servant ministry. If you look at the picture on the screen, this is a photograph that was taken by my mother. And it was taken of my father standing on an outcropping of rock in the summertime when he had was returning from a week's course of study school to prepare him for a license to preach. He was returning to his charge where he was appointed to serve 9 churches. Around a campfire at camp, maybe like I did out at Crossroads. I was a teenager, and my father was pastor at this church, and the congregation sent Gene and several others out to Crossroads camp. And we sat around the campfire, and someone read Isaiah, and then the counselor said, who will give their life to Christians? How many people have served the church here at Williamstown as pastor? And I can tell you, 61. 30 since this building was built. And the 31. There were many others who served before that, but our library is rather limited that far back.
And you would have to go someplace for that information.
But it's available, and the reason we know it's available is the United Methodist Church, the Methodist Church, the Methodist Protestant Church, the Methodist Episcopal North, the Methodist Episcopal South, they were all big, methodical record keepers. And so we would have to go to Madison, New Jersey, to this building you see. This is the archives for the World Methodism. In that archive, you will find 6 miles of shelving where the records are kept. Not only the records from local churches, but from missionaries across the world, across the years. I haven't looked them up, but I'm sure that the reports from my mother's aunt, Methodist Protestant Church, I'm thinking her reports are probably there, and we really want to know. In West Virginia, we have our own archives at Wesleyan College. And then the next picture you'll see, there's a commission that meets. There's Harry McGinnick. Up at the head of the table, she's the chair of the commission. The filing cabinets behind her, in those filing cabinets, there will be a folder that says First Church, Williamstown. Anything anyone ever finds out about this church, any history that you've been creating here, Mrs. Beeson's history from long, long ago, it's all right there. If you look at the journal in those collections, you'll see that each year a careful records were kept. And the next slide really shows that those records, when they began to multiply. Oh, I'm sorry, let me back up. They had to pay for the early journals by selling advertising. And the advertising tells you about the time and in which these pastors served. The one advertisement is for a buggy, the latest model. Now, I don't know if it had cruise control, but the left is an advertisement for a threshing machine. Many of us don't know what a threshing machine is. But they had a team of horses on an inclined treadmill, and as the horses tried to make their way to the top of the treadmill, they turned the threshing machine worked. You notice at the bottom that West Virginia University bought an ad in our journal, and they were so proud. They now had 19 professors on the campus. So that gives you an idea. We've come. So it is through the ministry of memory that we can know about who has been here and the faithfulness, or sometimes the lack of faithfulness. And like many other churches, we have not done our best to bring believers into our faith. As an aside, the bishop always laments every year the number of churches that have baptized a single new convert to the faith. Next week, you'll receive a handout from 12 to 2012. Today, you'll get one from 1848. I hope you'll take those and read them. Just look it over and see. The people who came here to serve, by the way, at least 4 of them married girls in Williamstown when they got here. One of them was the son of a revolutionary soldier, and you can imagine at the end of the war, the realization that he wanted to devote his life to ministry. 2 of the pastors who have been here were in the Union Army. Now, one of them, and by the way, I mentioned earlier in the day, when you read this, if you have the capability, close by. And as you start to read, you say, well, what is this? The Battle of Five Forks?
This pastor was at the Battle of Five Forks. Well,
it was the week that the Civil War was finally determined on that weekend, on the 9th of April 1865, one of the pastors who ended up here stood at Appomattox Courthouse and watched Lee sign the Declaration of Surrender. What he must have brought. And someone said, well, maybe during the war, he said, oh Lord, if you will just let me continue my adventures, I'll serve you the rest of my life. We don't know, and that's not a fair assumption. The people who served here were interested in many things. Some of them were interested in the temperance movement. Chaplain at the penitentiary in Moundsville. One of them was the superintendent of the Prairie Town Divorce Home. One of them was director on the board of directors at the Spencer State Hospital. They had many concerns. One of your assignments could be for next week. Who was the pastor whose name was on the creek? The organ was shipped for the first organ for this new building. I ask that question next week. Whose name was on the crate? Who was pastor in 1848? And if you can remember, get on and leather the crate. I'd like to ask Jenny if she would come and join me. It just seems appropriate that these people came here, they served, they administered the sacrament of baptism and communion, they were part of this community, and that this centennial year, it just seems appropriate that we read their names aloud in this sacred place. And I would ask, would you stand to honor these people as you read them?
It is appropriate. It is appropriate that we stand in remembrance of pastors who have served in this place from 1848 to 1913. And as each name is read, I'd ask Karen Fenton if she would ring a bell to remind us of the sanctity of this moment. John M. Dudley, 1848-1849. Andrew Dixon, 1850-1852. John Dudley returned, 1855-1856. Van Minden Sanford, 1862-1863. W. L. Hindman, 1865-1867. John S. Freeland, 1872-1873, and let us all be pastors. T. R. Faulkner, 1875, stayed 1 year. David S. Hammond, 1879-1881. O. B. J. Moore, 1881-1882. Richard B. Ward, 1882-William W. King, 1883-1884. C. E. Park, 1884-1885. James L. Park, 1885-1887. W. J. Harkness, 1887-1889. William Anderson, 1889-1890. Gregory Bleakley, 1890-1891. David S. Hammond, returned, 1891-1893. William Hunter, 1893-1895. Harry C. Mays, 1895-1896. George W. Kepler, 1896-1898. Caleb W. Upton, 1898-1899. W. L. Barzay, 1902-1904. Clinton Meredith, 1904-1906. Bert H. Shattuck, 1906-1908. C. E. Leatherly, 1908-1909. D. Fisher, 1910-1911. W. E. Craig, 1911-1913. It has been an honor and a job and fun
to research.